security. This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Dickinson County, Geary County, southwestern Riley, northwestern Morris, and southeastern Clay counties until 6:30 tonight. The severe thunderstorm located over Chapman, moving to the northeast at 50 miles per hour. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm. 60 mile an hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, you need to get yourself indoors. Locations affected include southwestern Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, Riley, Enterprise, Milford, Keats, Milford Lake, and Moonlight. It is 6:06.
Care News, I'm Jerry Buscarin in Istanbul.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, as predicted, a brand new tornado watch has just been issued. It is in effect until 1 a.m., and this is for counties a bit more solidly in the KPR listening area. They include Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Greenwood, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsee, Wilson, Woodson, and Wyandotte counties. Those are the counties in Kansas. At any rate, again, that is a tornado watch now in effect until 1 a.m. The tornado warning for central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties has been allowed to expire. We still have about another 10 minutes on the severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Dickinson, Geary, Riley, Morris, and Clay counties. That warning in effect until 6:30. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm, 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Take shelter if you're in any of those areas.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
We also do have a flood watch through tomorrow morning for most of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, and Emporia. It is 82 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for
there could be pivotal in the midterms and the next presidential election.
How they vote is how America will vote.
Analysis tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition is what you'll hear. The latest national, international, and regional news with Layla Fadl, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southeastern Dickinson County, Geary County, Riley County, Morris County, northern Waubonsee County, and Pottawatomie County until 6:45. I will tell you more about that storm coming up in just about 30 seconds. Stick around. This is KPR.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's start off with an update of the weather. We do still have a PDS, particularly dangerous situation, tornado watch until 8 p.m. This is for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. We have a tornado watch until 10 p.m. for Atchison and Doniphan counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. And we now have a tornado watch until 1 a.m. for Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Greenwood, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsee, Wilson, and Woodson counties in Kansas, Bates, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. And that, of course, includes the Greater Kansas City Metro, also includes Lawrence and Topeka. So stay tuned to KPR throughout the evening. We will try to let you know when warnings are issued, keeping in mind that tornado watch means the conditions are good for the development of tornadoes. All the elements are there, but we don't have tornadoes just yet. You have to wait for a tornado warning to let you know when one exists and is in your area. We currently have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Dickinson County, Geary County, southern Riley County, northwestern Morris County, northern Waubonsie County, and Pottawatomie County until 6:45, so not quite 15 more minutes of that severe thunderstorm warning. This storm located near Manhattan, moving to the east at 40 miles per hour, 70 mile an hour wind gusts being reported with this storm. Half-dollar sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. You can expect considerable tree damage. You should take shelter. If you're outdoors, get indoors if you are in Manhattan. Junction City, Wamego, Alma, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Onega, St. George, McFarland, Paxico, Olsburg, Bellevue, Emmett, Louisville, Woodbine, Havensville, Keats, or at Tuttle Creek Lake. Take shelter now. A severe thunderstorm warning for those locations. And just speaking in bigger terms, Dickinson, Geary, Riley, Morris, Waubonsie, and Pottawatomie counties. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 tonight. We have a wind advisory through 9 p.m. for Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, and Waubonsie counties. A wind advisory through 10 p.m. for Chase and Greenwood counties. Could see wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour there. We have a flood watch for virtually all of the KPR listening area through tomorrow morning. A flood warning until Thursday morning for Stranger Creek at Easton. That affects Atchison and Leavenworth counties. And a flood warning until further notice. That is a direct quote from the National Weather Service for various points along the Platte River. Minor flooding is expected. So along the Platte, anywhere in the mid-Missouri Basin has gotten a whole lot of rain draining into those rivers. So be aware, stay weather aware, stay informed. We will certainly let you know if more watches or warnings are issued. We do have some other news. A Douglas County judge temporarily blocked the state of Kansas from enforcing a new law banning non-surgical gender transition treatment for minors. Sam Zeff reports.
Judge Carl Folsom blocked the law passed by the Kansas legislature this spring, saying it violated parental rights guaranteed by the state constitution. The lawsuit was brought by the ACLU on behalf of a trans teenage girl and a trans teenage boy. Both were forced to seek treatment outside of the state after the bill was passed. Folsom also ruled late Friday that the teens would suffer irreparable harm if the ban remained in place. State Attorney General Chris Kobach, in a statement, called Folsom an activist judge who, quote, invented a new constitutional right out of whole cloth. A trial date has not been set. I'm Sam Zeff.
Health officials say an Osage County, Kansas resident exposed people to measles at Topeka Baptist Church on May 3rd. It's the first confirmed measles case in the state this year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the medical director of infection and prevention at the University of Kansas Health System. In a video posted earlier this year, he warned people to take measles seriously because it can lead to complications or even death.
It can cause people to go to the hospital. It can cause things like pneumonia. It can cause things like central nervous system infection or encephalitis, which is an infection in your brain.
State health officials say exposed people should monitor for symptoms until at least May 24th. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Today's on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. For Morning Edition, Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. You are listening to KPR, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. It has been a very busy weather day, and it all continues. We now have a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Geary, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Jackson counties. So as you can tell, it's kind of a big footprint there. This is a really big storm. We have reports of a 67-mile-an-hour wind gust just east of Manhattan. This complex of severe storms located along a line extending from 7 miles southeast of Westmoreland to 3 miles southeast of St. George to 7 miles northwest of Alta Vista. It's all moving to the east at 60 miles per hour. If you are in Wamego, Holton, Rossville, Alma, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, Dover, Silver Lake, Onega, Hoyt, St. George, Maple Hill, Mayetta, McFarland, Paxico, Bellevue, Emmett, Louisville, Circleville, or Delia, you should be taking shelter right now. Don't be outside during a severe thunderstorm. We are concerned about the 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts with these storms and the possibility of hail.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street. May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
We now return you to All Things Considered Already in Progress. We are meeting the All-American Rejects. Stand by.
Identified as the bands.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. From Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. And from Amazon Business, committed to helping customers unlock smart business buying, using AI for automating repetitive tasks to facilitate decision-making. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. This is NPR.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut to the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Stay tuned. We have classical music coming up here on your KPR1 stations. At 9 o'clock, we will have jazz. Kay McIntyre will take over the weather watching duties here in a few minutes. But before I go, I need to tell you about a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Shawnee County, northern Waubonsie County, southeastern Pottawatomie County, and southwestern Jackson County. This severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 20 minutes. This is a destructive storm currently located 4 miles north of McFarland. It is moving to the east at quite a clip, 60 miles an hour. Northern Waubonsie, northwestern Shawnee, and southeastern Jackson County, buckle down for this one. We're talking about 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts. This is KPR. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. President Trump says the U.S. has delayed an attack on Iran because Middle Eastern allies asked him to pause those efforts. Trump says the attack was going to take place tomorrow, but now he's told military leaders to stand down. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
Trump said the upcoming attack on Iran would be delayed for a few days, but also said it might never happen if Iran agrees to a deal.
I've put it off for a little while, hopefully maybe forever, but possibly for a little while, because we've had very big discussions with Iran.
Qatar and the UAE both say a deal is close to happening, which is why they asked Trump to pause the planned attack. Trump says a deal will ultimately have to include Iran agreeing to not have a nuclear weapon. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
The Trump administration is rolling back drinking water standards for what are known as PFAS, or forever chemicals. Federal health officials made the announcement today, arguing the current rules from the Biden administration are not legally defensible. NPR's Will Stone has more.
Forever chemicals have been linked to a variety of health concerns, including cancer, immune system problems, decreased fertility, and more. The Environmental Protection Agency is planning to scrap the drinking water limits for four PFAS compounds. In addition, the agency will give utilities the option of delaying how quickly they implement standards for two other PFAS chemicals. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin had signaled his plans to do this last year. Environmental groups criticized the rollback of standards, saying they're needed to protect Americans from toxic chemicals in their drinking water. Will Stone, NPR News.
Pope Leo XIV's first encyclical, or teaching letter, will be about what it means to be human in the era of artificial intelligence. NPR's Jason DeRose reports the Vatican has announced it will be released next Monday.
The encyclical's title is Magnificent Humanity. The Vatican says when it's presented next week, Pope Leo will be joined by the co-founder of the tech company Anthropic, Christopher Ola. Anthropic is currently suing the Trump administration for illegal retaliation. Earlier this year, the administration ordered federal departments and agencies to stop using Anthropic's artificial intelligence program because the company refused to allow the U.S. military unrestricted use of its AI technology. The new encyclical comes on the 135th anniversary of another important Vatican document, Rerum Novarum, about human dignity in the industrial age. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
An American doctor is among the newly confirmed cases in an Ebola outbreak in East Central Africa. The doctor was working in the Democratic Republic of Congo and has been moved to Germany for treatment. The World Health Organization is calling the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. So far, there are 300 suspected cases in the DNC and Uganda, with more than 118 deaths. This is NPR.
Stardate, May 18th. There's a beautiful conjunction between the moon and the planet Venus early this evening. Venus is the evening star, the brightest object in the night sky after the moon. The moon is a thin crescent. The sun illuminates only a sliver of the lunar hemisphere that faces Earth. We can't see it, but the moon is moving farther from us, by about an inch and a half per year. It's been moving away since it was born, when Earth was young. In fact, that shift was one of the clues that led to the leading theory of how the moon was born. In the chaotic conditions of the early solar system, Earth was walloped by a planet about the size of Mars. That blasted debris into orbit around Earth. Much of that material quickly coalesced to form one or more moons. Today's moon is the only survivor. The collision caused Earth to spin much faster, so a day was much shorter than it is now. Gravitational interactions between Earth and Moon have slowed us down, but they've also caused the Moon to slide farther away. The process isn't smooth. The Moon speeds up and slows down, and it won't stay smooth in the future. Given enough time, the Earth-Moon system would reach a point when the same hemisphere of Earth would always face the Moon, and the Moon would stop moving away. But that time may never come. It could be so far in the future that the Sun will have expired, perhaps destroying Earth and its slip-sliding Moon. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.
Sakonov. Good evening, I'm Steve Seal. Thanks for tuning in. It's Monday night, and we've got, for our major work coming up this hour, Modest Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition in its very famous Maurice Ravel orchestration, a kind of handshake between a Russian and a French musical master. There are a couple of significant instances in classical music where a composer wrote music for some practical purpose, like to accompany a play, for example, and the play in question was not a success. So what to do with that music that sort of goes to waste? Oh, no, you're not going to find any composer letting any music go to waste. They're going to recycle it. They're going to turn it into a concert hall piece, probably, with all that work having been put in. Well, that's what Franz Schubert did in this case with music that he wrote for a play called Rosamunde, which, needless to say, did not endure. It was a flash in the pan. It was actually a dog. It did not even, I think, have a very long run. So Schubert put some of those melodies to use in more than one place, in fact, in his string quartet. It came to be known as his Rosamunde Quartet. And in this place as well, the Magic Harp Overture. This is the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Riccardo Muti.
Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update from the National Weather Service. As you've heard from Laura Lorson all afternoon, this has been a very active weather day here in the KPR listening area, and it looks like it will be an active weather evening as well. A reminder that there is a tornado watch in effect for much of the KPR listening area. We'll get to that in just a minute, but a reminder, a thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Brown, east central Geary, northwestern Jackson, southern Nemaha, northwestern Pottawatomie, southeastern Riley, northwestern Shawnee, and northern Waubonsie counties. That thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 tonight. In addition, the National Weather Service has just issued a new severe thunderstorm warning. This one in effect until 7:45 as the thunderstorms move across the area. This thunderstorm warning includes southeastern Dickinson, southeastern Geary County, Morris County, and southwestern Waubonsie counties. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:45. In addition, a tornado watch is in effect until 8 o'clock this evening, that's the next hour, for the following counties: Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. Again, that's a tornado watch in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. A tornado watch in effect until 1 o'clock this morning for the following counties: Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. Again, those are under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. A tornado watch in effect until 8 o'clock for Brown, Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Again, this has been a very active weather day. It continues to be an active weather day, and we're keeping an eye on things as they move across the KPR listening area. To the north of us, there is a tornado warning for the next couple minutes for northeastern Nemaha and northwestern Brown counties. That's set to expire in just about 5 minutes. Again, that's up in the northernmost tier of Kansas counties, but we're keeping an eye on that, as well as keeping an eye on that tornado watch, which is in effect for pretty much the entire terrestrial KPR listening area, at least until 8 o'clock tonight, quite possibly for many of you in many of us, I should say, until 1 o'clock this morning. That includes, again, 1 o'clock this morning for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. A tornado watch in effect until 8 o'clock for Brown, Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. There are thunderstorm warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for the next 20 minutes for portions of Brown, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. There have been 70-mile-an-hour winds associated with that severe thunderstorm, as well as quarter-size hail. So this is a severe thunderstorm. It could do considerable damage to cars, people, roofs, etc. a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:45 tonight for southeastern Dickinson, southeastern Geary, Morris, and Waubonsie counties. A few details about that severe thunderstorm warning in the area of northeastern Waubonsie counties, northwestern Shawnee, southwestern Jackson, and southeastern Pottawatomie counties. There are 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts associated with this. Some of those areas impacted by that storm include Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Maple Hill, McFarland, Paxico, Willard, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 331 and 352. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for that area. In addition, we're looking at a severe thunderstorm located in the area of White City, Alta Vista, Dwight, Parkerville, Volland, and Verdict. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:45 tonight. Lots of severe weather going on throughout the KPR listing area. We're keeping an eye on it here on KPR. Keep an ear on us here at Kansas Public Radio. We'll now return to our regular programming.
The Magic Harp Overture by Franz Schubert.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. A tornado watch is in effect for parts of our listening area. It's 85 and partly cloudy. Wind is from the south-southeast at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. It's 85 and partly cloudy. Stay tuned for more KPR weather for Northeast Kansas.
Always bears reminding that pictures at an exhibition by Modeste Mussorgsky, the most common version by far that we usually hear, is an orchestral setting by Maurice Ravel. Actually, this is originally a work that was just for piano, but Ravel made this orchestration that has made this such a popular favorite. This is the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Simon Rattle.
Good evening. This is Kate McIntyre from the KPR newsroom with another update from the National Weather Service. Again, this is a very active weather day, weather afternoon, and now weather evening. And it looks like it will continue to be an active weather evening for the next several hours, at least. A thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:30. That's for the next 10 minutes or so for southwestern Brown, east central Geary, northwestern Jackson, southern Nemaha, northeastern Potawatomi, southeastern Riley, northwestern Shawnee, and northern Waubonsie counties. Again, that thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 tonight. 70-mile-per-hour winds and quarter-size hail has been associated with that series of thunderstorms. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:45 tonight for southeastern Dickinson, southeastern Geary, Morris County, and southeastern Waubonsie counties. This 60-mile-an-hour winds have been recorded with that storm, as well as ping pong ball size hail. And now the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Doniphan County. That's in effect until 8:15 tonight. In addition, a tornado watch is in effect for portions of the KPR listening area for Brown, Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Potawatomi, and Riley counties. That's in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. A longer night for the following counties where a tornado watch is in effect until 1 a.m. That's for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie counties. That, again, is a tornado watch in effect until 1 o'clock this morning. So we're keeping an eye on the weather for quite a while here. A flash flood warning has just been issued just minutes ago until 11:15 tonight for northwestern Geary, southwestern Potawatomi, and southern Riley counties. Very heavy rainfall in that area has caused flash flooding to happen, or it's expected to begin shortly. They've gotten between 1 and 2 inches of rain, possibly another inch or two to still to come. Flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses are expected. Some of the locations that will experience flash flooding include Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Tuttle Creek Lake, as well as Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 308. Turn around, don't drown. If you see flooded roads, most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Make sure that you're not one of them. Again, a flash flood warning in effect for northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. That flash flood warning has just been issued a few minutes ago and will remain in effect until 11:15 tonight. The storms are starting to condense a little bit. That's good news, but remember, we are still under a tornado watch for at least the next 40 minutes for most of the KPR listening area, if not until 1 o'clock this morning. Again, for the following counties, a tornado watch in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. That includes Dickinson, Geary, Morris, Clay, Ottawa, Brown, Nemaha, Jackson, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That includes Junction City, Manhattan, Lynn, Minneapolis, Seneca, St. Mary's, Wamego, and Washington. You are under a tornado watch until 8 o'clock tonight. That's the next 40 minutes. If you live in the following counties, your tornado watch will remain in effect until 1 o'clock this morning. That includes Anderson, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, Waubunsee counties, as well as Jefferson counties. So if you live in Lawrence, McClouth, Overbrook, Oskaloosa, Topeka, Alta Vista, Burlingame, you are under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. There are no current active tornado warnings in our terrestrial listening area, but the possibility of a tornado can't be ruled out as long as we are under a tornado watch. Just to repeat, a flash flood warning has just been issued for northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. That flash flood warning will remain in effect until 11:15 tonight. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening with the weather on this active weather Monday night. You are listening to weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre once again. I feel like I may have jinxed it by saying there were no active tornado warnings in our listening area. The National Weather Service has just issued a tornado warning for northeastern Jackson County in Kansas. That tornado warning in effect until 7:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Holton just a few minutes ago, moving northeast at about 50 miles per hour. This is a radar-indicated rotation. Some locations impacted by this tornado warning include Circleville, Holton, and Whiting. If you're in those areas, seek shelter immediately in a basement or an interior room in your house. Flying debris is very dangerous to people caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles is also likely, as is tree damage. Again, this is a tornado warning in effect until 7:45 tonight. That has just been issued minutes ago by the National Weather Service. That tornado warning will remain in effect for the next 17 minutes or so for portions of northeastern Jackson County. We're keeping an eye on this because most of the KPR listening area, actually all of the KPR terrestrial listening area, is under a tornado watch for at least the next half hour. Many counties under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. So we will keep an eye on this and keep you safe here on Kansas Public Radio. Also, a reminder, a flash flood warning is in effect until 11:15 tonight for northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. Lots of weather going on tonight. We'll return to our regular programming, but again, a reminder, a tornado warning in effect for northeastern Jackson County. That's in effect for the next 15 minutes or so. If you're in that area, seek shelter immediately. Stay away from windows. Get inside if you're outside and get to an interior room. Stay safe out there. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. Good evening from the KPR Newsroom. I'm Kay McIntyre. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Jackson County. That remains in effect for the next 15 minutes till 7:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Holton as of just a few minutes ago, moving northeast about 50 miles per hour. This is a radar-indicated rotation. Flying debris will be dangerous to people caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be destroyed or damaged. Some locations impacted by this tornado warning include Circleville, Holton, and Whiting. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 7:45 for those areas. A tornado watch in effect for the entire KPR terrestrial listening area, as well as severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. We have some that have just expired at 7:30, but we have severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for much of the area. Our most recent one until 8:15 tonight. The following counties are under a severe thunderstorm warning. This includes eastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, northwestern Shawnee County, central Waubunsee, southeastern Pottawatomie County, and southwestern Jackson County in Kansas. All of those counties under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 tonight. A band of severe thunderstorms were located along a line extended from near Delia to near Alta Vista, with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Some of the towns impacted by this include Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Rossville, Wamego, Delia, Willard, Keene, Volland, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 319 and 351. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for northern Jefferson, north central Shawnee, southeastern Nemaha, Jackson County, and southern Brown County. A severe thunderstorm located near Holton with 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Some of the towns impacted by this band of storms include Ozaukee, Hoyt, Valley Falls, Nortonville, Winchester, Wetmore, Mayetta, Denison, Circleville, and the Potawatomi Reservation. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. That's the next half hour. If you're in those areas, you also are under a tornado watch. So do be careful and aware of that as well. And finally, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:45. That's the next 10 minutes, 12 minutes for southeastern Dickinson, southeastern Geary, Morris, and southwestern Waubenzie counties. Severe thunderstorms located along a band from Dwight to near Burdick are producing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and ping-pong ball-size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. With this storm, some of the towns impacted include White City, Alta Vista, Dwight, Parkerville, Latimer, Volland, and Burdick. Again, a tornado watch also in effect, but a severe thunderstorm warning in that area until 7:45. And finally, a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Nemaha County and Brown County until 8 o'clock tonight. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-size hail associated with this storm as well. We also now have a severe thunderstorm warning for Atchison County. That's until 8:15 tonight. That one's a new severe thunderstorm warning. So again, this is a very active weather night. We're keeping an eye on things here. That severe thunderstorm warning for Atchison includes Atchison, Effingham, Lancaster, Farmington, Potter, Cummings, and Arrington. Be alert for possible tornadoes. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into the basement or a small central room. For your own protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building if you see a tornado. Finally, a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Doniphan County until 8:15 tonight, and over in Missouri for Holt County as well. Interstate 29 between mile markers 71 and 98. Again, a very active severe weather day and a severe weather night, so we're keeping an eye on things. And a reminder, a flash flood warning in effect for northwestern Geary, southwestern Potawatomi, and southern Riley counties. That flash flood warning will remain in effect until 11:15 tonight. Those counties have received between 1 and 3 inches of rain. Flash flooding is already happening in some areas, expected to begin shortly in other areas. That includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 308. If you see water over the roadway, do not drive into that. It's very dangerous. Turn around. Don't drown. Again, a quick update, tornado warning in effect until 7:45 tonight for northeastern Jackson County. A tornado watch in effect for the entire KPR terrestrial area. So be careful out and about and keep it here on KPR. We're keeping an eye on the weather for you. Good evening from the KPR Newsroom. I'm Kay McIntyre. That tornado warning in effect for portions of northeastern Jackson County is expiring shortly. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. A tornado watch remains in effect until 8 o'clock for much of the KPR listening area. 1 o'clock in the morning for other portions. We'll do a rundown of those counties shortly. But again, that tornado warning is being allowed to expire for Jackson County. However, we still have lots of severe weather going on, lots of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect as they are moving across the state. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock for Southern Brown, Jackson, Northern Jefferson, Southeastern and East Central Nemaha County, and North Central Shawnee Counties. That is a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 for Northwestern Doniphan, South and Southeastern Geary County, Jackson County, Lyon County, Morris County, Southeastern Pottawatomie, Southeastern Riley County, Northwestern Shawnee Counties. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 tonight. In addition, a tornado watch in effect for the following counties: Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, Waubunsee counties. I've just listed the counties that are under a tornado watch until 1 a.m. Let me start that all over again. These counties are under a tornado watch until 8 o'clock tonight: Brown, Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Again, you are under a tornado watch until 8 o'clock tonight. That's the next 15 minutes or so. The following counties are under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning: Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubunsee counties. Again, those counties under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. That means the conditions are favorable for the producing a tornado. It does not mean a tornado has been spotted. So again, we're keeping an eye on things as these storms are moving across the area. It's a very active weather day. We're keeping an eye on things here in the KPR newsroom. The National Weather Service in Topeka has expanded that flash flood warning until 11:45 tonight. It's now in effect for southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, and northwestern Waubunsee counties. Flash flooding is expected, and it's already occurring in some places where they've received between 1.5 and 4 inches of rain. Some of those areas that will experience flash flooding include Interstate 70 between mile markers 309 and 321. Turn around, don't drown. Flash flood warning in effect for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, and northwestern Waubunsee counties. That's in effect until 11:45 tonight. Again, the area that is covered by that flash flood warning has expanded a bit. We'll head back to our regular programming, but we're keeping an eye on the weather here on KPR, so you don't have to. This is Kansas Public Radio.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. The National Weather Service has just issued a tornado warning for South Central Waubonsie County and Northwestern Lyon County, as well as East Central Morris County. This is a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight. At 7:47, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located just west of Bashong, moving in an easterly direction. This is a radar-indicated rotation, the hazards being a tornado and quarter-size hail. Some of the towns affected by this include Admire, Allen, and Bushong. Again, this is a tornado warning just issued for northwestern Lyon County, east central Morris County, south central Waubonsie counties. You are under a tornado warning. Right now, if you are in those areas, seek shelter immediately. Get down to a basement, or if you don't have a basement, an interior room. and the lowest level of your home. This is a tornado warning for northwestern Lyon, east central Morris, and south central Waubonsie counties. We know that tornado warnings can pop up suddenly, so we're keeping an eye on those as those tornado watches remain in effect for much of the KPR listening area. A tornado watch now in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison and Doniphan counties. A tornado watch in effect for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. That's a tornado watch in effect until 1 o'clock this morning. That includes the towns of Emporia, Lawrence, Ottawa, Topeka, the greater Kansas City area. Again, that's under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. That tornado watch that had been in effect for portions of Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Riley, and Pottawatomie counties has been allowed to expire. But we're getting a tornado warning right now for east central Morris, south central Waubonsie, and northwestern Lyon County. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado and indicated on radar was located just west of Bouchong, moving east at about 45 miles per hour. If you live in Admire, Allen, or Bouchong, take cover immediately. Go to a basement or an interior room on the lowest level. If you're in a car, get out of a car into a sturdy building. Avoid windows. Again, that tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for those areas. An update on the thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm warnings, which are in effect. There are many, so bear with me. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8 o'clock for southern Brown, Jackson, northern Jefferson, southeastern and east central Nemaha County, and north central Shawnee counties. That's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the next couple minutes. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 for Doniphan, Geary, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Shawnee counties, as well as central Waubonsie counties. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 tonight. In addition, a tornado watch in effect for much of the KPR listening area. We're keeping an eye on storms as they move across the KPR listening area. A reminder, a tornado warning is in effect right now until 8:15 for Lyon County, northwestern Lyon counties, mostly rural areas of south central Waubonsie counties in the area of Bouchong. Again, this is a radar indicated rotation with quarter size hail. That tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 tonight for south central Waubonsie and northwestern Lyon counties. Keep it here on Kansas Public Radio. We're keeping an eye on the weather on this active weather night. A reminder, a flash flood warning is in effect until 11:45 tonight for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie counties as well. Turn around, don't drive into water over the roadways. That severe thunderstorm warning for northern Jefferson in eastern Jackson County is being allowed to expire, as well as the severe thunderstorm warning for Brown County. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 tonight for Lyon, Coffee, Osage, Jefferson, southwestern Jefferson, Shawnee, and eastern Waubonsie counties. Severe thunderstorms located from around Alma to Americus, including the towns of Topeka, Emporia, Osage, Rossville, Eskridge, Tecumseh, Silver Lake, Overbrook, Linden, Lebo, Americus, Scranton, Maple Hill, and Waverly. Interstate 35 between mile markers 128 and 168. Interstate 70 between mile markers 338 and 355. And the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 123 and 188. You are in that severe thunderstorm warning right now. That will remain in effect until 8:45 tonight. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15. That's the next 17 minutes for southeastern Gary, eastern Morris, southern Waubunsie, and northwestern Lyon counties. There are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and ping-pong ball-size hail associated with this storm. And a reminder, a tornado warning in effect for portions of north central Lyon and southeastern Waubunsie counties. That's in effect for the next 15 minutes. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located just north of Allen a few minutes ago, moving northeasternly about 55 miles per hour. This is radar-indicated rotation with quarter-size hail. If you're on the Kansas Turnpike near mile marker 155, take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're in a car, get out of that car and get someplace safe. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for northwestern Lyon counties and south central Waubunsie counties. We're having a very active weather night. Keep it here on KPR. We're keeping an eye on the weather for you. A reminder to have numerous ways to check the weather this evening and overnight tonight. And stay safe. You're listening to severe weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio.
Online.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka with Thai and Chai. First is music from Thailand, and then Tchaikovsky's incredible Fourth Symphony. Here's Kyle Wiley-Pickett, the music director of the Topeka Symphony, welcoming the two soloists for a 2021 concerto for pin, can, and orchestra. Written by Narong Prangcharoen, it's called Sound, Echo, and Silence.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre with an update from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning remains in effect for the next 10 minutes for southeastern Waubonsie and north central Lyon counties. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located just south of Eskridge, moving northeast about 55 miles per hour. This is radar-indicated rotation with quarter-size hail in the areas of Eskridge and Harveyville and the Kansas Turnpike near mile marker 155. If you're in that area, take cover immediately. Again, this is for north central Lyon County and southeastern Waubonsie County, as well as Kansas Turnpike near mile marker 155. If you're in the area of Allen, take cover immediately. Again, this is radar indicated rotation with quarter size hail. This tornadic thunderstorm remains over mainly rural areas of south central Waubonsie and north central Lyon counties. If you're in that area, take cover immediately. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, that's a tornado warning in effect for the next 15 minutes or so. Some good news, I guess, on the severe thunderstorm front. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Geary, eastern Morris, southern Waubonsie, and northwestern Lyon counties is going to expire shortly. Some of the storms that have prompted those warnings have been moved out of the area. But a severe thunderstorm warning does still remain in effect for portions of Waubonsie and Lyon County, as well as, of course, a tornado warning, which I just mentioned. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 tonight for southwestern Jefferson, Shawnee, eastern Waubonsie, and northern Osage counties. Severe thunderstorms located along a line from Keene to Harveyville to Admire is producing 60 mile per hour wind gusts, nickel size hail, damage to roofs, siding, and trees expected in association with this storm. Some of the towns affected by this storm include Auburn, Eskridge, Maple Hill, Richland, Dover, Silver Lake, Topeka, and Berryton. Interstate 70 between mile markers 338 and 355, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers. Sorry, my screen just kind of went crazy there. The Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 122 and 161. Lots of thunderstorms going on across the KPR listening area. Bear with me as I run down some of these counties again. Central Lyon County, Northern Coffee County, Osage County, Western Franklin County, Southeastern Waubonsie counties, you are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. Some of the towns affected by this include Overbrook, Linden, Lebo, Osage City, Burlingame, Americus, Scranton, Allen, Admire, Bouchon, and Interstate 35 between mile markers 128 and 169, Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 122 and 161. Meanwhile, there's another severe thunderstorm warning for Buchanan County in Missouri, southeastern Doniphan County, until 8:45 tonight. These storms near Atchison are moving easterly with 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. That includes St. Joseph, Country Club, Country Club Villa, Plattsburgh, Clark Village, Interstate 35 in Missouri between mile markers 39 and 56, Interstate 29 between mile markers 32 and 59, and Interstate 229 between mile markers 0 and 14. Finally, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Atchison and northwestern Doniphan counties, that in effect until 8:45 tonight. With 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-size hail, lots of storms going on out there. A reminder, a tornado warning in effect
for just a few more minutes. It's going to expire at 8:15 tonight for North Central Lyon and South Central Waubonsie counties. But do keep in mind the conditions are ripe for tornadoes to develop anytime there's a tornado watch. A tornado warning in effect for South Central Shawnee counties, southeastern Waubonsie counties, and northwestern Osage County. This is a new tornado warning that has just been issued for portions of Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Osage County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Harveyville, moving east about 55 miles per hour. This is radar indicated rotation and quarter size hail. Some of the areas affected by this tornado warning include Auburn, Burlingame, Carbondale, Harveyville, and Scranton Interstate, or rather the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 155 and 170. Again, this is a tornado warning for South Central Shawnee County, Northwestern Osage County, and Southeastern Waubonsie County. That's in effect for the next 20 minutes. If you're in those areas, take cover immediately. Lots of severe weather going on in the KPR listening area tonight. We're keeping an eye on it for you. But a reminder to have multiple ways to track weather and to get severe weather warnings over the course of the evening. A reminder, a flash flood warning remains in effect for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie counties. That flash flood warning in effect until 11:45 tonight. We'll return to regular programming and check back with you in just a few minutes. You're listening to Severe Weather Coverage on Kansas Public Radio.
Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning is in effect until 8:30 tonight for South Central Shawnee and Northwestern Osage counties. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado has been spotted near Burlingame, moving east about 60 miles per hour. This is radar-indicated rotation and quarter-size hail. Some of the towns impacted by this severe thunderstorm, or rather tornado warning, include Auburn, Carbondale, Burlingame, and Scranton. Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 155-70. If you're in those areas, take cover immediately. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if you're outdoors, in a vehicle, or in a mobile home. Find sturdy shelter immediately. Again, a tornado warning in effect for, looks like they've just scrunched down the area a little bit, for South Central Shawnee and Northwestern Osage counties. Again, that tornado warning in effect until 8:30 tonight. In addition, we have a number of severe thunderstorm warnings. The following counties are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. That's the next half hour or so. Coffee, Donovan, Western Franklin, Southwestern Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubunsee counties, you are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. In addition, a tornado watch in effect for much of the KPR listening area. It's been allowed to expire for some of the counties, but the following counties remain under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. That includes Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubunsee counties, as well as Jefferson County. If you're in the towns of Alma, Alta Vista, Burlingame, Carbondale, Emporia, Grantville, Linden, Maple Hill, McClouth, Osage City, Oskaloosa, Ottawa, Topeka, Valley Falls, you are under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. In addition, a tornado warning in effect right now for the next 10 minutes for South Central Shawnee and Northwestern Osage County. It looks like it has moved out of Waubunsee County at this point. A thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Burlingame with radar-indicated rotation and quarter-size hail. If you're in the towns of Auburn, Burlingame, Carbondale, or Scranton, seek shelter immediately. Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 155 and 170, you are in that tornado warning for the next 10 minutes. Again, a tornado watch remains in effect for until 1 o'clock this morning for portions of the KPR listening area. The severe thunderstorm warnings have been allowed to expire in a number of counties, but it does remain in effect for portions of the KPR listening area. The following counties will remain under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. That includes Coffee, Donovan, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubunsee counties. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. Just a few minutes ago, 65 mile per hour winds were located in West Topeka. Nickel-size hail as well. Some of the areas impacted by this storm include Topeka, Rossville, Tecumseh, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Pauline, Barrington, and Grantville. Interstate 70 between mile markers 344 and 355, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 160 and 188. You are in that severe thunderstorm warning. Again, a tornado warning is in effect for the next 8 minutes for Northwestern Osage County. It looks like it has been allowed to expire for Shawnee County. Let me just get an update on that. Tornado warning in effect until 8:30 tonight for Northwestern Osage County. That includes Burlingame, Carbondale, and Scranton.
Topeka, you still remain under a severe thunderstorm warning, not a tornado warning, but a severe thunderstorm warning that will remain in effect until 8:45 tonight. A reminder that a flash flood warning is in effect until 11:45 tonight for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie counties. Turn around, don't drown, don't drive through water on the roads or the interstate. A final reminder that a tornado warning is in effect for the next 7 minutes for northwestern Osage County. That severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado and indicated by rotation is located near Scranton with radar indicated rotation and quarter size hail. We're keeping an eye on those storms as they move across the KPR listening area. A very active weather night. If you look at the radar, there is a long, skinny band of severe weather that is basically going from southwestern Kansas all the way up to northeastern Kansas, and we are tracking it as it moves across the KPR listening area and will move across the KPR listening area for the next several hours. Again, a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Osage County. This is radar-indicated rotation with quarter-size hail. You're listening to severe weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre.
music that the Topeka Symphony director, Kyle Wiley Pickett, discovered during a stay in Thailand. Kyle thought so highly of it that he arranged for the composer, these two soloists, and a translator to come all the way from Thailand just to play this for you tonight here in White Concert Hall. It was a 2021 concerto for pin, can, and orchestra. I could try to describe these fascinating, complex...
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Some good news from the National Weather Service. That tornado warning in effect for portions of Osage County has been allowed to expire. The storm capable of producing a tornado has moved out of the area and dissipated a bit. So that area no longer under a tornado warning. We are, however, under a tornado watch for much of the KPR listening area. I'll run down a list of counties shortly, but a quick update about severe thunderstorm warnings. There are severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 8:45 tonight. That's the next 15 minutes for the following counties: Coffee, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubunsee counties. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. That's the next 15 minutes or so. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Atchison and Doniphan counties. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for those areas. A tornado watch remains in effect for Atchison and Doniphan counties until 10 o'clock tonight. A tornado watch in effect until 1 in the morning for the following counties: Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubunsee, and Wyandotte counties. Again, those counties will remain under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this morning. If you're in those areas, this does not mean there's been a tornado. It just means the conditions are favorable for the development of a tornado. So we're keeping an eye on those storms as they move across the KPR listening area. A reminder to have more than one way to track severe weather as it moves into your area. A reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the next 13 minutes or so for portions of Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubunsee counties. Severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 o'clock for Atchison and Doniphan counties. And finally, a reminder that a flash flood warning will remain in effect until 11:15 tonight for portions of northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. As of about 5 minutes ago, the National Weather Service was receiving reports from the public saying that water is 8 inches deep over some portions of the road. Between 1.5 and 3 inches of rain have already fallen. Flash flooding is already occurring again. They have unconfirmed reports from the public that in some areas in Manhattan, there is water 8 inches deep over the road. Do not drive into flooded roadways. Flash flooding of small creeks and streams, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as areas with poor drainage and low-lying areas are experiencing flooding. Some of the locations experiencing flash flooding include Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Tuttle Creek Lake, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 308. Turn around, don't drown. Flash flood warning remains in effect until 11:15 tonight for northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. A reminder, a tornado watch remains in effect for much of the KPR listening area. We're keeping an eye on these storms as they track across our listening area. Oh, we just have another one from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 tonight now includes Douglas County, as well as Jefferson County, Osage County, Franklin County, and Eastern Shawnee County. That's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:15 tonight. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Winchester to Barrington to near Lebo, with 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-size hail. Expect considerable tree damage as well as damage to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Some of the towns and cities impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Eastern Topeka, Lawrence, Ottawa, Baldwin City, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, Eudora, Richland, Wellsville, Overbrook, Linden, Centropolis, Perry, McClouth, Ozaukee, Interstate 35 between mile markers 156 and 198, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 179 and 205. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning. That's a new one just issued by the National Weather Service. That remains in effect until 9:15 tonight, the addition of Douglas County on that severe thunderstorm warning. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 11:15 tonight for northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. Quick update. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 tonight for Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and eastern Shawnee counties. That remains in effect until 9:15 tonight. And a reminder, a tornado watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison and Doniphan counties. They're also under a severe thunderstorm warning. And a tornado watch remains in effect until 1 o'clock this morning for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubunsee, and Wyandotte counties. We'll now return to our regular programming on Kansas Public Radio. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Thank you.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre with an update from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued for southern Lyon County until 9:15 tonight. It joins Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties, also under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 tonight. We do have some severe thunderstorm warnings set to expire momentarily. We'll hope that happens. Meanwhile, Atchison and Doniphan counties remain under severe thunderstorm warnings until 9 o'clock tonight. And the following counties remain under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 tonight. Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, and Shawnee counties. I'm looking out my window, and the winds have definitely picked up here in Lawrence. A strong thunderstorm located southeast of Cottonwood Falls is producing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail. That's in the area of Emporia, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, and Interstate 35 between mile markers 128 and 143. In addition, the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 117 and 129. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning. In addition, a line of thunderstorms located from Winchester to Barrington to Lebo are producing 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail. Some of the areas affected by that thunderstorm warning include eastern Topeka, Lawrence, Ottawa, Baldwin City, Carbondale, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, Tecumseh, Eudora, Richland, Wellsville, Overbrook, Linden, Centropolis, Perry, McLouth, Pomona, Scranton, and Ozaukee, as well as Interstate 35 between mile markers 156 and 198, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 179 and 205. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning. In addition, a flash flood warning remains in effect until 11:15 tonight for northwestern Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties. We have reports of water several inches deep over the road. Lots of flash flooding in the areas of Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Tuttle Creek, as well as Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 308. You are under a flash flood warning. There's also numerous flood watches and flood warnings and flood advisories that the National Weather Service has issued. Stranger Creek near Tonganoxie in Leavenworth County is under a flood warning. Stranger Creek near Tonganoxie, also near Easton. Platte River is also flooding. So do be careful when you're out and about. A tornado watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison and Doniphan counties. If you're in Atchison and Doniphan counties, you're also under severe thunderstorm watch as well, or severe thunderstorm warning as well. A tornado watch also in effect until 1 o'clock this morning for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubunsee, and Wyandotte counties. Again, that tornado watch in effect until 1 o'clock this morning. Anderson and Doniphan counties, your tornado watch will expire at 10 o'clock tonight. A quick update, again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock for Atchison and Doniphan counties, until 9:15 for Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, and Shawnee counties. We once again remind you have multiple ways to receive weather warnings this evening and overnight tonight and throughout the severe weather season. You're listening to Severe Weather Coverage on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre.
Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with yet another update from the National Weather Service. It's been a very active weather night. The severe thunderstorm warnings just keep rolling in. A reminder that Atchison and Doniphan counties are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9 o'clock tonight. In addition, the following counties are under a severe thunderstorm warning for the next 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes or so, until 9:15. Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, and Eastern Shawnee counties. In addition, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:45 tonight for the following counties: Atchison, Doniphan, Johnson, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties, as well as the entire KC metro area and Platte County, Missouri. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:45 tonight for those areas. The severe thunderstorm warnings just keep rolling in. The good news is that some of the severe thunderstorm warnings have been allowed to expire. Tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison and Doniphan County. A tornado watch remains in effect until 1 o'clock this morning for Anderson, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. So the conditions remain possible for a tornado developing, but we don't currently have any active tornado warnings. Our most recent severe thunderstorm warning until 9:45 tonight for Atchison, Doniphan, Johnson, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties. You remain under a severe thunderstorm warning for the next 50 minutes or so, 9:45 tonight, a severe thunderstorm warning for 9:15 for Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, and Shawnee counties. It looks like it's raining pretty hard out my window here in Lawrence. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Atchison and Doniphan counties, as well as Platte County, Missouri. That's until 9 o'clock this evening. Just a couple more minutes on that severe thunderstorm warning as it's moving across the state. Again, Emporia, you are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 tonight. Severe thunderstorm located southwest of Cottonwood Falls is producing nickel-sized hail and 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. A couple other storms we're tracking, a series of storms from Winchester to Berryton to Lebo producing nickel-sized hail, golf ball size hail. I guess that's farther southwest, not in our listening area. Wyandotte County, Leavenworth County, there's some severe thunderstorms in a line from Easton to near Globe, moving about 60 mile per hour with 70 mile per hour wind gusts and nickel sized hail. This includes Interstate 70 in Kansas between mile markers 410 and 423, Interstate 35 in Kansas between mile markers 202 and 234, the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 206 and 226. A lot of weather going on out there tonight. We're trying to keep an eye on all of it. If you're in Geary, southwestern Pottawatomie, and southern Riley counties, a reminder, a flash flood warning remains in effect for your areas. Again, that's southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley counties, and northwestern Waubonsie counties, where there is a flash flood warning. We have reports of significant flooding over roadways in and around Manhattan and Junction City. Interstate 70, rather, between mile markers 290 and 308, that under a flash flood warning. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 for southern Lyon County. That includes Emporia, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. A tornado warning, or rather a tornado watch, remains in effect for much of the KPR listening area. A thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 tonight for Douglas, eastern Jefferson, Franklin, Osage, and southeastern Shawnee counties. That includes Lawrence, Ottawa, Baldwin City, Oskaloosa, Perry, McLouth, Eudora, Interstate 35 between mile markers 156 and 198, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 189 and 205. Again, it's been a very active weather night tonight. We're keeping an eye on this band of severe thunderstorms as they move across the state. If you look at the map of Kansas, there is a long, skinny band of severe thunderstorms that are moving across the state from the southwestern corner all the way across the state up to the northeastern corner. We're seeing those move across the KPR listening area right now. But the good news is we do not have any active tornado warnings. We do have a tornado watch in effect for Doniphan and Atchison counties until 10 o'clock tonight. A tornado watch in effect until 1 o'clock this morning for Anderson, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Johnson, Lynn, Lyon, Leavenworth, Miami, Osage, Shawnee, Waubunsee, and Wyandotte counties. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this stormy Monday night. I'll be handing this off to Bob McWilliams shortly, but just one quick recap before I go. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of the KPR listening area for the next 45 minutes for Atchison, Doniphan, Johnson, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties, for the next 15 minutes or so for Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, and Shawnee counties. Again, I'll be handing this off to Bob McWilliams shortly. We remind you to have multiple ways to keep track of the weather this evening and into severe weather season. You've been listening to severe weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. Good evening.
Of Western lawmakers to sell federal land or transfer it to state control, long a fringe idea in the West that's gained traction in the Trump era. But during his confirmation hearing earlier this year, Pierce said those statements were in his past. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
The World Health Organization has declared a new outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda to be an international public health emergency. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, U.S. health officials are working to move exposed Americans out.
Dr. Satish Pillai is managing the Ebola response for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
There's one case of Ebola in an American who was exposed as part of their work in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The person developed symptoms over the weekend and tested positive late Sunday.
Pillai says they're being moved to Germany along with six other Americans that are considered high-risk contacts for treatment and observation. Germany, because their doctors have experience with Ebola patients and it's quicker to fly there. Ebola disease is rare but deadly. Health officials believe this outbreak started in late April. It has already sickened at least 300 people and killed more than 100. Ping Huang, NPR News.
NPR is restructuring its newsroom and cutting some jobs as it seeks to trim $8 million from its budget. NPR's David Folkenflik says it's an aftershock of Congress's vote last year to end federal funding for public media. Reporting on NPR's newsroom is not reviewed by corporate or news executives before broadcast.
NPR offered voluntary buyouts to 300 employees in the news division on Monday, but is looking for just 30 to leave. If not enough people accept the offer, the network says it'll carry out targeted layoffs among news-gathering staff. NPR executives say staffers on shows and podcasts, including hosts, are not affected. Editor-in-Chief Thomas Evans is also consolidating news-gathering desks to ensure that reporters on related topics work more closely together. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Unions representing workers for the Long Island Railroad and transit officials have agreed to a new contract ending a three-day strike. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced the deal on social media and said that phased service will resume Tuesday at noon. That means tomorrow morning it may still be messy for the commuters. It's NPR News. One of the largest electricity producers in the U.S. could soon grow even bigger. NextEra Energy plans to acquire Dominion Energy. NPR's Stephen Bisaha reports that's raising some concerns about already rising electrical prices.
The merged company would cover Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia.
Darrell West is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and says a bigger utility often comes with more lobbying power and stronger political ties.
Anytime there's a merger, there's a worry that customers might end up facing raising rates.
But he says state regulators still have power to oversee these companies.
And to make sure they're not gouging the consumers and that the large users pay their fair share.
Specifically, the power-hungry data centers fueling AI. A merger would have to be approved by state and federal regulators. NextEra says that could take 12 to 18 months. Stephen Bisaha, NPR News.
More than 145,000 American children have likely had a parent detained in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. That's according to a new report released today by the Brookings Institution. More than one-third of those children were under 6 years old. The report estimates that more than 22,000 American kids have likely experienced the detention of both parents. Washington, D.C. and Texas have had the highest ratios of affected children. The Brookings report is based on a statistical analysis of the detainee population. It estimates there are more than twice as many U.S. children with detained parents than indicated by numbers supplied by the Department of Homeland Security. This is NPR News, live in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, envisioning a future where learning sparks opportunity and thriving belongs to everyone. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Greetings and welcome to Jazz in the Night here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson. We have some wonderful music ahead for you this hour. We've got some music from vocalist Mark Winkler, guitarist Dave Stryker, some music from organist Akiko Tsurga, saxophonist Jerry Braganzi, and much more. We'll start with something from tenor saxophonist Diego Rivera. From his 2022 album, Mestizo, with Rivera on tenor saxophone, Alex Sapanin on trumpet, the pianist is Art Hirohata, Boris Kozlov on bass, and the drummer, Rudy Royston. This is the title cut from the album, Mestizo, Diego Rivera, here on Kansas Public Radio.